Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, keep on tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our leaders. Glory to God. And amen. Glory to God. Pastor Joseph Rouse, who sits right there by her side. We thank God for the husband and wife double team. Glory to God. When you find husband and wife can get on the radio like that and double team the devil, good God Almighty, you know you're going to have a mighty move of God. Amen. All across the nation. And we want to thank God for our apostle and our pastor. Glory to God. Go ahead and let our neighbor know that we're on the air. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. And I hope you brought, you know, your level of expectation to a higher level. Each time you go to someone's show, bring your level of expectations up even higher. Don't come expecting God to move the same way, because God don't move the same way every time. Yes, it's the same God. We serve the same God, but he don't move the same way every time. We ask God to move in his own way. Let your will be done. And then time God's will is being done. When he do what he want to do, and you put him in a box and say, that ain't God. Well, you need to go back to him and ask him, say, Lord, was that you? Don't always, amen, think that you're always right. Glory to God. Because we serve a God like that. We don't serve a God in a Cracker Jack box. We serve a God that's big enough, bigger than anything. Amen. Glory to God that can move in any way he want to move. So when you come to the show, amen, expect your level, amen, to be at a higher level each time. Because I expect for God to do a different thing every time he come on. Don't do it the same way. You know, come on. You don't bake a cake the same way. One time you might have left something out of it, glory to God. So if you left something out last time, then the next time you're going to put it in so the cake will rise. Good God Almighty. That's just the way our God works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. What an awesome God we serve. And you know, when you got up this morning, did you think to give God the glory, give God praise? You know, some just rolled on out of bed and put their sleep feet on the floor and went and got their cup of coffee, glory to God, and drank it, and they thank God for nothing. Glory to God. But did you thank God, amen, for just being alive? Because there's some, amen, who didn't make it, glory to God, on this day. And we pray for those people. We pray, amen, that God will, you know, give the families comfort, peace, and give them the joy that they need, amen, to get through. But did you are alive and well? Did you thank God on this day? We serve that type of God. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we forget, amen, what type of God we really, really serve. You know how sometimes things go to happen, you know, amen, glory to God. We're going to get to, amen, the announcements and the message. We're going to get to all that. But if you're slow with me, glory to God. You know, sometimes we forget what type of God we serve. You know, you read the word, but the word go over your hand. We don't serve that type of God. When you read that word, grab hold, good God Almighty, and place it on the inside of your belly. My God, because he said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Well, are you drinking the water? Glory to God. In order for it to flow out, you got to be drinking the glory to God. You don't just go get the water, amen, from the bottle. You don't just go and get the tap water, glory to God, and pour it in the glass. You got to get the word of God. That's the living water that will flow from the inside out. Hallelujah. And don't you know when your belly gets full, good God Almighty, hey, glory to God, it will bring forth fruit in your life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, that's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think all things are just natural. You know, no, all things are not just natural, you know. They talk about natural growth and natural that, natural this, you know, even the natural hair. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, you got to put something to work, amen, to make those things happen in the natural. Glory to God. That's when you got to bring prayer forth. Glory to God. You got to put the word on it. Glory to God. In order for the things to happen, glory to God. This is like they be talking about, oh, this is natural food. No additives, no preservatives, glory to God. Hallelujah. But did they put some of God's water on it? Did the water help it to grow? Oh, come on now. Glory to God. They made it and add all chemicals to it that they add to make it grow and be bigger. Glory to God. And make the chicken look a little fatter. Come on now. Glory to God. But, Hallelujah. My God, they still had to add the Lord's water that he made. Glory to God, only to make it grow. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. And that's where we are, saints. Oh, hallelujah. We're in that place and in a season. Huh? Oh, my God. But we should want more of the word of God, to be fed the word of God, to be on the word of God, to live our lives by the word of God. Hallelujah. Not just by, amen, something that's happening in the world, you know, and everything, amen, that's already happened. Say there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that's happening is in the word of God. So in order for us, amen, to be alive and know what's going on, we got to read the word of God and we got to put it in us. Hallelujah. Because only that you put it in is what God's going to bring forth. And like I said, it's going to bring fruit in your life. Hallelujah. If you need a healing, the word's going to bring healing to you. Oh, he said, by yes, stripes. I am healed. Hallelujah. But if you don't read it and you don't know it, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the type of God that we're serving. Huh? Hallelujah. You know, you can't always wrap it up in a fine little package and expect it to be okay. Hallelujah. There's some times when you're going to have to reach beyond what you know. Glory to God. And go to somebody else. Amen. And get some help. Hallelujah. Because you think you know everything, but you're still suffering. You're suffering. The word is not bringing forth fruit. Huh? Ask yourself, why am I not being prosperous? Hallelujah. Why am I not getting my needs met? Why am I not, hallelujah, having enough to pay my bills? Why, hallelujah, why? It's okay to ask why, and I can guarantee you you'll be told why. Glory to God. That is if you really want to know, because some don't want to know. Well, you're still in your tithes. Some don't want to know that. Well, you ain't giving nothing to your local, amen, church. You ain't giving nothing to those people that spoke into your life, hallelujah, that helped you, hallelujah. You ain't giving nothing to them, glory to God. Some just don't want to hear it. Amen, glory to God. This ain't the message, but amen, let's flow. Come on, glory to God. You know, hallelujah, so many times you get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up, hallelujah, because you say, well, you know, they always talking about money here, money there, money over there, money everywhere, glory to God. But you know what? Money is the answer to all matters, it says, glory to God. You got to have money to keep the phone on. You got to have money to keep the computer on. You got to have money to keep the lights on. You got to have money, glory to God, to have a place, a shelter over your head, glory to God. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, my God. And that's the place where we're living in this day and this time. Everybody want to draw back because they see, you know, other ministers, you know, may not be doing right what they need to do with their money. It's okay, glory to God. Well, you know what? Ask God in this season right here. Hey, glory to God. Ask God in this season, where do I need to plant it? That's what you need to do, because there's some money coming to some people. Good God Almighty, and I hear them, hallelujah. You know how they say amen in the world, that you're going to be filthy rich. You're going to be filthy, filthy rich. Glory to God. So ask God where to plant your seed. Ask God, amen, so they'll come up. Glory to God. And remember, don't ever forget, always be kingdom-minded, hallelujah. Well, you know, I need to give over here because I want to hear the word being preached to the nation. I want to see other people, you know, being saved. I want to see people coming out of darkness, even my family. I'm going to plant seeds over here because I know this is going to come up over here. I'm not going to go over there when them little sprouts said, glory to God, because you know them little sprigs going to die. You know why they going to die, glory to God, because there ain't no anointing over there. That's why they going to die. Ain't no water over there, glory to God. It ain't producing nothing over there on that side, hallelujah. Even the soil got rocks in it. Good God Almighty. That's why it ain't producing nothing, because you're sowing in the wrong place. He said, whatsoever man soweth also that shall he reap. If you've been sowing your seeds, there ain't nothing coming up. Ask yourself, what ground have I been planting on? Have I been planting on the wrong ground? Good God Almighty. It's okay if you want to change that thing. Glory to God. And allow God to be God in your life. Allow God to tell you what to plant in. You know, don't back up on God. So many times I hear you. You know, people just so scared. I can't sow this. I got to pay my light bill. I'm so scared. I can't do this and I can't do that. I'm so scared. I can't pay my tithes and my offering. I'm so scared. Hey, we counsel that spirit of fear right now and send it back into the pit. In the name of Jesus, we don't serve a fearful God. God ain't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us sound mind and peace. Come on now, glory to God. You got to have peace while you sow it. Glory to God. Don't be entangled in the devil's web. Don't be entangled in that spider web. You know how a fly gets caught in that web and it tailing up, glory to God, and he can't get out. Then come along, amen. And then the spider just eat him up when he gets through, amen. You know, got tangled up. Don't get tangled up in the devil's web. Because then when you get tangled up by not paying your tithes and your offering, you know what happens, glory to God. Amen. Yes, the devil come along. Amen. Glory to God. And he, amen, make things start to happen. Your car start tearing up, glory to God. Your children going eight, hallelujah. I mean eight, glory to God. And everything else in your household is just going wild and wacky. Glory to God. Ain't nothing. Ain't got no peace nowhere. My God. So stop letting the devil feed you. Don't let him feed you. Hallelujah. You know they were saying this song, and I hear the Lord brought it back to membership. Don't let the devil rise. Glory to God. If you let the devil rise, and then he want to drive, well, that's just what they do. Hallelujah. When you ain't doing what you need to do. We this is not the message. Glory to God. But we going to flow. Amen. Let's just flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't let him, glory to God, fool you in this season here, because you're going to get some money, glory to God. But don't let him fool you in this season. Ask God where you're to plant your seeds, hallelujah, and stop holding back on God. So many times you won't hold back, amen, on nothing else, only when it comes to the things of God. Only when it comes to giving God what I'm supposed to give him that I hold back on God. Glory to God. If somebody tell you, well, come on, we're going to go over here, amen, to this expensive clothing store, glory to God. They got a sale, and they'll sell $100, glory to God, on a dress, amen, on a suit. And then when it comes around the offering plate, amen, you put $2 in the offering plate. Come on, let's get real. It's time now. It's time to unbuckle that seatbelt for God. Hallelujah. You've been buckled up and bound up in there too long. Glory to God. Come on, let it loose. Hallelujah. And begin to serve the Lord. Begin to give God all you got. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil keep binding you up. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil keep telling you, amen, what you can do and what you can't do. Only God can tell you what you can do and what you can't do. Glory to God. They said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. So ask God, and he'll tell you what he wants you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're living in a place now in the economy, glory to God, where you see things are going higher and higher, and food is going up, hallelujah, clothing is going up, hallelujah, rent is going up, everything is going up. But guess what? My God, the God that I serve, he said, if you pay your tithes and your offering, he will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake, glory to God. So not in the word of God, and so you got to learn how to stand on what you know. But if you don't read it, you don't know it, glory to God. But you got to learn how to stand on what you know. Hallelujah. Stop moving and being tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine come along. Just as long as you're riding high and living large and in charge, you'll be okay, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can't get you to stop praising him enough. But time something happens. When things start to happen, glory to God, when you get ready to go through the trials and the tests, glory to God, then you're, oh, my God, Lord, what am I going to do? Lord, help me, Lord God. Help me, Jesus. Well, what you need to do, you need to call up them seeds. If you planted them on good ground, call them up, hallelujah, and tell them what you want, my God, and see if he won't answer, hallelujah, glory to God, and he will answer you, hallelujah. So that's where we're at in this season. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Don't hold back on God. Don't even thank it. Hallelujah. God can bless you us even higher than we can even thank, Lord God. He can give us, amen. Oh, my God, the whole world belongs to him. Everything in it belongs to the Lord, thy God. Ain't nothing yours. He just let you handle and hold it for a minute. Everything, amen, down here belongs to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you don't believe and you're not a believer, hallelujah, we're going to help you to get to that point. Amen today. Glory to God. So ask God, what did he want you to do? How did he want you to do it? So many times, you know, people just so afraid to say, Lord, I want you to tell me what you want me to do. Because you're scared he's going to tell you to give away your bank account. Glory to God. Well, he ain't going to ask you to do nothing that you can't do. Glory to God. If you got it, amen, he'll ask you. Glory to God. I remember I was listening to someone, Amen. I was listening to someone, and the Lord was telling him to give away all his gifts, what he got, amen, the money he had. And he was saying he gave money, he gave it, and he didn't have nothing but 10 cents in his pocket, left in his pocket. And the next thing you know, the Lord told him to give that to somebody on the outside when he walked out. He had emptied his bank account. He didn't have nothing, nowhere, nothing. Glory to God. Didn't have no money nowhere. And then all of a sudden, people start giving him millions. Good God Almighty. See, he honored and he did what God tell him to do. Are you in God's perfect will doing what God tell you to do on today? If not, let's get in God's perfect will. Hallelujah. We don't stop backing up on God. So many times you back up on God, but you won't back up on what you need to back up on. Glory to God. Amen. Well, he said, give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your bosom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't you want some of that pressed down, shaking together, running over black? Well, you have enough to pay somebody else's rent. Well, you have enough to pay somebody else's light bill. Glory to God. When you're in God's perfect will, and that word that got in you and it sticks out, glory to God. You know, sometimes you can just be so happy. You can just go around and be smiling, and you can be just as happy as I don't know what, glory to God. Then people be saying, well, what's wrong with you? Well, I'm just happy. I serve a good God. I don't serve a broke God. Glory to God. Even if you ain't down and down, you still, amen, got joy and peace. Glory to God. Down in your soul, because you know that ain't where God's going to keep you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's just trying, hallelujah. He's just trying, amen, to let you see. Amen. Glory to God. I'm still living in you. No matter if you got a little or you got a lot, I'm still there. He's still God. Hallelujah. He ain't changed his stripes. Glory to God. He ain't changed. Glory to God. He's still there. Hallelujah. So don't get caught up, amen, in this day and time. Let somebody tell you what you can and you can't do. But this is the type of God that we serve. We serve a God, amen, that can open doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man, amen, hallelujah, can be able to open them. Glory to God. I see somebody asking about, Lord, when, Lord, when? You know what? Glory to God. You know, God always requires, amen. If you want a door open, then you need to sow something. You need to open. If you want a door open, glory to God, let's just put it out there, hallelujah. Open your purse up sometime, glory to God. You ask God for stuff, but you don't want to do nothing for him, glory to God, hallelujah. And it ain't that he's trying to take your money. He's trying, amen, glory to God, to let you see. Amen. He said, give, and it shall be given. So you got to give something, glory to God. You don't worry about what's being done with it. So many times you get so caught up, amen, in tradition. You say, well, you know, I don't know what they're doing with it. When it leaves your hand, then don't worry about it, glory to God. Just when it leaves your hand and you know that ground prospers, don't worry about it. Just go on about your business. Go on about your business and don't worry about it. Glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. And if you want this door open, you're going to have to sow some seeds. And I ain't talking about no mustard seed, glory to God, and I'm not talking about no sunflower seed. I'm talking about some money, glory to God. Let's put it on. Let's break it down, glory to God. Let's make it real, keep it real, glory to God. We're talking about money. You're going to have to sow a seed. There's a door you've been trying to get open, hallelujah, in this season, hallelujah, but that door will not come open until you sow seed. When you sow your seed, watch God open that door, hallelujah. I hear the restaurant. You wanted to get in the restaurant business, but you can't do it. Hallelujah, because every time you try to go forward, there's something that pulls you back. I heard restaurant. So I'm telling you now, if you would show, glory to God, well, you got your word for them. Amen, glory to God. Go ahead and hit Apostle up, amen. It'll be Providence Yvonne Riles on Facebook. Hit her up, and she got the PayPal linked up there. Glory to God. It'll tell you what to do, how to do it. How to get it there, glory to God. You ain't got to worry about it. You can go on Pastor Love's page, amen, and give it to them, amen. Ain't nobody trying to get your money, glory to God. But I'm just trying to help you, telling you what thus says the Lord. Amen, you want the door to open, so you're going to have to sow some seeds for this restaurant, glory to God. Hallelujah. Although I know, I hear you're a good cook, glory to God. So you don't want that talent to go to waste. Huh? Hallelujah, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to sow some seeds, glory to God, and watch what God do. you know, so many times, hallelujah, even I'm just talking, or I hear what he's saying, amen, about, you know, sometimes people get extra money, as they say, glory to God. Well, your extra money, amen, it may not be extra, it could be your seed money, but do you ask? But sometimes when people get money from other people, you know, and get money, amen, through a check or get money from some other organization, or they get money in the mail, or they get money some other way, and then they come to them and they say, okay, well, this must be my money, glory to God. But do you ask God, well, God, is this my seed money? Because, see, God could have a bigger, amen, seed in man. You know, it says he gives seed to the sower, huh? Hallelujah. So he's giving you, amen, some money to sow, amen, so you can get what you really, really need. Hallelujah. So what you need to do is, when you get this money, glory to God, then you ask him, Lord God, is this my money or is this seed money? You know, he ain't going to tell you to do nothing that you can't do. When he tell you to sow it, hallelujah, he going to give you what you need to sow. So you got to learn how to talk to God and ask God what he wants you to do. Stop being afraid. Hallelujah. You know, when you get money, it's the love of money. That means you love money so much you do anything to get it. That's what it means. Hallelujah. The love of money is the root of all evil. But when you can give God, amen, his 10%, and then don't mind giving him an offering, don't mind seeing, amen, glory to God, and then the Lord looks down on you and knows, you know what, amen, you can tell they sold out. Because if you can do that with your money, he know he can trust you, amen, or whatever it is that you're asking him for, and he will release that. God is releasing some things on this line today. God is releasing some finances on this line today. Good God Almighty, I hear you. He's releasing them. Glory to God. If you know you need money, go ahead, reach up and grab it. Oh, there it is. Glory to God. It's yours. My God, my God. Just know that he's already released it. Hallelujah. When he released it, hallelujah, I felt it. My God, my God. So I'm letting you know now. Don't forget to sow. Hallelujah. Don't forget to sow. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget to sow it. Glory to God. Don't forget to sow. He's going to give you enough to keep, and he'll always give you something to sow. Glory to God. So don't forget it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You know, so many times I know people say, well, you know, that's all they ask for. No, I ain't asking for it. Glory to God. I'm not asking because I know I serve a God that can give me everything I want. He says, I will supply all your needs. When he said ALL, that means everything. If I need a healing in my body, he can give it to me. Glory to God. If I want, hallelujah, and if I need, hallelujah, glory to God, I know he's going to supply whatever it is the need may be in my life. So I'm encouraging you on today, hallelujah, to give, amen, and give faithfully, glory to God. You know, sometimes we have one-time givers. Well, you know what, I sowed this seed, hallelujah, and I ain't gave no more, glory to God, hallelujah. But you know, you have to be continuing, hallelujah, because you know, amen, glory to God. When you can continue to do some things, amen, then God will continue, amen, to open up the doors for you. You don't want to sow it one time and then don't do nothing no more for the next, amen, 9 months. Then you come back in, you have another need to sow again. Well, don't you know, amen, all those times between those times, all you got to do is just continue to sow, glory to God, and then you won't have to wait and try to get it in the ground when you have a need. When the need arrives, you can call back on it and say, Lord God, I tell you, Lord, I sowed my seed. Lord God, I need your help over here, Lord God. I need your help with this situation. Lord, will you help me, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, amen, glory to God. I'm going to give this testimony, amen, glory to God. You know, I went, amen, to a place, and I got a piece of metal in my tire, glory to God. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. And I know other people were praying. Let me tell y'all something. When you go through on this team, glory to God, we got now let me tell you all the anointing. We got the apostle praying, amen. And, you know, call her up and tell her what you want, glory to God. Amen. We got the apostle praying. Amen. We got the pastor praying. We got the elder praying. We got the minister, glory to God, praying. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine. We got, amen, glory to God, Minister Michelle. We got Minister Sheila, glory to God. When you call them, amen, and tell them what you want, my God, my God. tell them what's going on, then we got the team of people praying, glory to God. Dr. Lord, I say, you know, huh? Oh, my God, Lord, I need your favor with this thing, glory to God. Because, Lord, I don't want to pay this, amen. I don't want one said, amen, and I don't want to know another one, glory to God. And the Lord, I need you to show me your favor, amen, on this fire, Lord God, glory to God. So, you know, I went, amen, glory to God, and I thought maybe they could plug it, but they couldn't do it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on. If you don't, amen, just ask somebody. It'll help you. Amen. In the long run, glory to God. And they couldn't do nothing with it. Glory to God. I said, well, okay. I said, well, y'all go ahead, amen. They said, well, we got to order your tire. I said, okay, go ahead and order it. And I said, okay, all right, and I'll be back in a couple of days. Amen, glory to God. But when I went back, hallelujah, and I'm really asking them before I leave, how much is this going to cost me? Glory to God. But they said, well, we can't pay all right now. They got to do this, and they got to check this, and they got to check that twice. Okay, all right. Go ahead, check your list twice. Do what you got to do. Glory to God. And so when I went back, and after they did everything and put the tire on, my God, my God. You know, and the lady started to calculate and did this and run it through the machine and all this. When it came up, I owed them $1. This is a brand new tire for $1, glory to God. And let me tell you now, no, it ain't no cheap. I hear you talking about some cheap, no. This vehicle ain't got no cheap tires on it, okay? Glory to God. It wasn't no cheap tire, glory to God. It was one of the best that they make, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the type of God we serve. Because I had seed in the ground, I could call on them seeds. I said, Lord, help me, please, my God. That's what you got to learn how to do. Hallelujah. Stop staying on the inside of your own self. Come outside of yourself and begin to praise the Lord. Come outside of yourself and give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you don't give nothing, you ain't going to get nothing back. Come on, you know, so many times they say, well, you know what? Yeah, God's going to bless you. No, if you ain't giving nothing, glory to God, you ain't going to get nothing. Glory to God. You're only going to get what you give, glory to God. And if you're afraid to give, then guess what? You ain't going to get nothing. Like I said, God ain't gave us a spirit of fear, but a sound mind and peace and love, my God. That's the type of God we serve. You ain't got to lay awake at night wondering how you're going to pay the light bill. You ain't got to lay awake, amen, glory to God, in the wee midnight hours. Oh, my God, saying I ain't got no lunch money for my children. I decree and I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. When you give, amen, glory to God, you got to give for your children and your children's children, glory to God. When you pray and stand in the gap for your children and your children's children, you got to give for your children, glory to God, that's coming along, the grandchildren, the children, glory to God, and their children, and it don't go down the bloodline, glory to God. So we got to learn how to wreak havoc over the devil by giving, hallelujah. Don't allow, amen, him to tell you what you can do and what you can't do. Because we're living in a season, hallelujah, where we're going to have to give even the more. Even they're talking about, amen, you know, they're talking about the families and all this different stuff. You know what? God's going to take care of his people. My God, he's going to take care of them. So you ain't got to worry. So stop laying awake at night, hallelujah, thinking about how you're going to pay your telephone bill. Stop laying awake at night wondering how you're going to pay the rent. Stop laying awake at night wondering, my God, how you're going to keep the lights on. If you have sown, then you call on them seeds. Because God is going to fulfill just what he said he'll do. He'll do just what he said he'll do. He said many affliction of the righteous, but he will deliver them out of them all. Whether you're afflicted, amen, in your money, whether you're afflicted with sickness, whether you're afflicted on the job, whether you're afflicted, glory to God, it don't matter. Ain't got no call, glory to God. God, don't do it. My God, my God. I hear somebody that's believing God for a car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to touch and agree with you. Glory to God. God going to give you a way to get to your job. Hallelujah. You've been taking the bus, amen, hallelujah, for years, but I know you want your own car. God's going to give you a car. Glory to God. I believe in God with you. God's going to give you a car. Glory to God. Now, you know, come on now, let's be real. When you get this car, amen, don't forget to go, amen, to the household of faith. Don't forget it. Make sure you go to church, glory to God. Hallelujah. God's going to give it to you, glory to God. And when you get it, glory to God, make sure you call back to this line and let me know that it was you that was believing God for a car, amen, so you can go back and forth. You've been catching a bus. Glory to God, going on your job. Oh, my God, but that's about to stop, baby. You're going to drive up in there, and you're going to honk your horn loud and clear and look and say, hey, glory to God, did it. Look what he did for me. Hey, glory to God. Now, understand now, there won't be some that ain't going to believe it, glory to God, but that's okay. Hallelujah. You know what you did. You know how you asked God. You know how you stood strong, glory to God. So it's okay. And don't expect everybody to be happy for you. You know, sometimes when you get in a place where you can't really do anything, you know, people they're okay with it when you're just there and you ain't got enough money to pay your rent, you ain't got enough money to buy the groceries, you ain't got enough to do nothing with. Glory to God. You know, people like that, glory to God. But when you get to riding high, living large in their charge, and they see how God is working in your life, they don't like that. Glory to God. But it's okay. You just make sure you keep the right attitude and say, well, it's okay. If you don't believe, it's okay. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, and go on, glory to God. Because that's the type of God we serve. We serve a God that's so good, amen, glory to God. When you give, amen, oh, my God, it comes back to you, amen. The scriptures say, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom, glory to God. So I know you want them pressed down, shaken together, running over blessings. We're in that season, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, we're going to get those pressed down, shaken together, running over blessings, hallelujah, some for us to eat, amen, and some to sow, hallelujah. You don't want to spend it all in one place, glory to God. You know, I know I used to hear my mom them always say, well, you know, you need to prepare for rainy days. And I'm like, okay, well, I need to go buy me an umbrella. You know, hey, glory to God. I was young in the ministry, didn't know what that means. But that means you need to put aside some. But when things start to happen, then you have what you need, glory to God. Then you ain't got to go out and you know, and beg, because God don't want us begging, glory to God. Yeah, sometimes you might have to ask somebody, yeah, don't let your pride get in the way. Yes, glory to God. But you ain't got to be a beggar, glory to God. If you're seeding and you're sowing your seeds and you're giving your tithes and you're giving your offering, glory to God, then you ain't got to worry about it, glory to God. You put it before the Lord, amen. Talk all, amen, on that team of people that will help you to pray that thing through. You ain't got to beg now. Ain't no begging over here, amen. Glory to God. And he'll do it, hallelujah, because we serve that type God. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the type of God we serve. We serve a giving God, but you got to give something back, people. Amen. You know, I've heard a lot of stories. Amen. You know, I've heard someone say, well, you know what? The Lord said you don't have to give. Amen. You're 10% if you can't give it. Glory to God. Don't you listen at that. Glory to God. I don't know what Bible they were reading, amen, but that ain't the one I read. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, you give your tithes and offering and give it right off the top. My God. If you want to be blessed and you want God to move where he'll do a little something, you got to do. Amen. Glory to God. And if you messed up, glory to God, just get back on track. Hallelujah. God is a forgiving God, but don't keep messing up. Don't keep thinking, okay, it's okay. No, it ain't okay. You got to give and give consistently. Consistency equals success. Glory to God. Now, do you want that success? Glory to God. You got to give consistently. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, just think about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you just pray one time and don't pray no more, glory to God. No, you got to pray more than one time. You got to continue in prayer. You got to continue in the word of God. That's where your, like I said before, that's where your success can come from. Glory to God. Because we live in it, like I said, we live in that time. We're in a time where we need to pray. We need to learn how to give. We need to ask God where to give. We need to ask God how much to give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't just go sow your seeds anywhere. And you know it ain't good ground. My God, don't do that. Glory to God. Because like I said, that little spread going to die over there. That little $2, whatever it is you planted over there, it's going to die because that ground ain't good. All grounds ain't good, glory to God. Some grounds are still stony. They got rocks in them. Oh, glory to God. And you know right now it ain't going to produce nothing. So ask God, amen. But when you get ready to go, amen, and sow seeds and different, you know, and give seeds and offerings, ask God. I just encourage you to ask the Lord. Glory to God. I know there are some that just didn't want to hear this message, and you know what? Some even hung up the phone. But guess what? I see you. It's okay. Glory to God. Whether you believe or not, I'm going to talk about it till Jesus tell me I need to stop. Glory to God. And he says, stop talking about seed time. Yes, he cares about your soul, too, and we're going to get you saved, too. Glory to God. We're going to give it all to you in a nice package. Yeah, we're going to get you saved. Glory to God. We're going to help you to grow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come out of sin. Glory to God. Put you on straight, all in one little package. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We'll give it all to you in one package because we got two. Amen. Glory to God. I know we didn't give any announcement, all the announcements, but you know when God moves, we're going to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, amen. When you come over here, amen, with a wild team, and my lines are full, glory to God, the lines are totally full. My God, this is the type of God that we serve. Come on now, glory to God. We serve a God that will give you, amen, he'll give you your heart desires. Ain't nothing shy of God, ain't nothing short of God, glory to God. You know, when he told Moses, you build it, they will come. And I was thinking about that today, you know. He didn't go out and say, okay, well, I'm going to put my faith on you. God said, you come. I'm going to put my faith on you, animal. God said, you come. He didn't go out and do that. Hallelujah. He said, if you build an ark, they're going to come. Glory to God. So guess what he did? He started building on it. Glory to God. Well, if you start giving, then he's going to give. Ha! Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just know that God is who he is. Amen. Ain't nothing shy of God. And continue to give. Amen. I'm going to encourage it. I'm going to keep saying it. Amen. I just keep hearing it say, give, give, give. Give till you can't give no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hit Apostle up on Facebook. Amen. Let her know that you want to become a part of this ministry or Without Walls Worldwide Ministry because we're going, amen, to the nation. Glory to God, teaching and preaching the word of God, hallelujah. And she will, amen, give you instructions, her and pastor, amen. We have a pastor, I keep telling them, amen. Some ask and say, well, do y'all have a pastor? Yes, do you hear me on the radio? Amen. Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles, yes, we do, glory to God. And I always tell them, yes, we do. Well, how do y'all do that? Well, come on the show and you can hear how we do that. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you some more amen info in just a minute. We have someone who has pressed the one to come in, amen, for prayer. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Call 917. You're live and on the air.
Well, praise God. God bless you. I'm just enjoying the word of God today. I just thank God for this opportunity to come across the airwaves and to be a part of what God is doing on the line. And I'm calling in for prayer. I want you to pray for me, have a way the Lord leads you. I just need to hear from God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Carla. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, for the caller that's on the line, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give him a special blessing, oh God, because he didn't really ask for anything, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your grace, Lord God, is sufficient enough, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you open the windows of heaven and pour in our blessings that he won't have room enough to contain, Lord, because that's what your word says, oh God. Father God, we believe, God, in about the word of God. Lord, we believe that you can do it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we move all hindering spirits, Lord God, out of the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, just rain down from heaven as you see fit, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, God, because we know, Lord
yes.
God, that you are and on time, God, and he's not short of nothing. Whatever you said you'll do, Lord God, according to your will. Let it be done in his life, in the name of Jesus. Father God,
yes,
thank you. We give you glory,
yeah.
We give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God. Amen, glory to God. Call on you in ministry already. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen, yes, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know, God wants to take you even higher. Everything that's been trying to hinder you and stop you from doing what God is calling you to do, the flow that you've been trying to flow in the things of God, and it just seems like you've been hitting a wall, but God's going to move all that out of the way so you can go forth and in a clear path and do what he's calling you to do. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for calling. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have another call? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we do, go ahead and press the one right now so you can come in. Amen. For prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So remember, hallelujah, to give, amen. Give and it shall be given, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God and he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. When you step out of your bed in the morning, you better hold up, turn around, even if you have to go back and get up under the covers and say, Lord God, get out again. I praise you, Lord, because, Lord God, ain't nothing short concerning you, Lord God. I might fall short, oh, my God, but God don't fall short, amen, of nothing, hallelujah. So give, amen. Learn how to be a giver, hallelujah. You know, I hear some say, well, you know what? I do give my time to the ministry, and that's fine. You give your time to the ministry. But understand that word, hallelujah. Whatsoever a man soweth, that, amen. Let's understand what it said, that. So that shall he reap. So that means if you're sowing that time, then you're going to reap that. Time, glory to God. But if you're sowing, amen, that money, then you're going to reap that money. Glory to God. So see, that's what we got to learn, how to break that word down and understand it and dissect it. And it said whatsoever. Oh, my God, that's the beginning of it. It said whatsoever. Whatsoever means if you, glory to God, want time, you want peace. Hallelujah. And that's what you're going to get back. Hallelujah. So what do you want? Hallelujah. You know, I hear so many times people say, well, Lord, bless me financially. But is that really what you need? When you say you want God to help you to get closer to the ministry so you can do what he's calling you to do, whether he's calling you to be a prophet, whether he's calling you to be a pastor, whether he's calling you to be a preacher, glory to God, then that's that thing, glory to God. That's what you need, hallelujah. You're thinking sometimes, and I hear the Lord saying this, you think sometimes because you don't, if you don't ask for money, he won't give it to you, glory to God. And that ain't what you need. But ask him for what you need, and he's going to make everything else, amen, glory to God. He said he'll add to you daily. If you want ministry and you want to go high in the ministry, then ask God for that, glory to God. You know, all that other stuff is just a benefit, and he said he'll add to you, amen, glory to God, daily, hallelujah. But you ain't going to miss nothing. Glory to God. He ain't going to let you miss out on one thing. Amen. And some say because they don't ask for a husband, glory to God, hallelujah, that he ain't going to give me now. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let me enlighten you on something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's fine-tuning him. Amen. Glory to God. Let's just let God make him. Glory to God first before you give it to you. Let God make it. Let God do what he want to do. Amen in a man's life. Stop rushing. Hallelujah. Take your time. Amen. And let him do it right. Hallelujah. So you won't have to go through all the troubles and the trials and the tribulations. Amen. And come along. Glory to God. Although, yes, there's going to be some disagreements. We understand that thing. But some of the hardest battles, amen, in marriages now. Glory to God. Because all because you didn't get no counseling and you didn't wait on God. Amen. You know, so many times, amen, while we're intending to go this way, amen, we're going to rock it, let's roll, hallelujah. You know, so many times, you know, now instead of the women waiting on the men to buy a ring, the women going to buy the ring for the men. What the world? What's going on here? Glory to God. That's not the way it's done. Do you read the word of God to see how it's done? He said, when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. You just make yourself presentable and put yourself out there. Glory to God. Just go looking nice, you know, glory to God, and let him find you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to go and buy no ring. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. You ain't got to go and buy no ring. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God's going to send him to you and make him, he's going to send him just right. You know, I had somebody to tell me, said, well, you know, God ain't making no more men, you know, anything. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I said, yes, he is. He's making them from the inside out. Glory to God. Although a lot of girls are being born, how glory to God. You know, God making them from the inside out if they want to be made. There's someone, amen, God already has a plan. Hallelujah. If we would just follow the plan of God. We get off track by wanting our own. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, amen, ladies on today, let's stay on task. Men, let's stay on task. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, when you find a wife, you find a good thing. Lady, let them find you. And when they find you, ladies, don't just ask them right then to marry you. There's too much of that stuff going on. You go to the store and you're buying the ring and everything and say, marry me. No, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. And don't do it without getting some counseling first. I don't care what he says. Glory to God. I don't care how he looks. Glory to God. I don't care if... I don't care how many millions he got. Don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. Glory to God. You better get you some counseling, hallelujah, before you take that next step, glory to God. And chances are, ladies, let me help you out, men, help you out. If they don't want the counseling, glory to God, chances are they're trying to hide something. They don't want to go before, amen, who you want to counsel you because they're afraid that it's going to come out, some stuff they don't see. But you want people, you want the men and women of God, amen, that's over you to see everything so they can help you and tell you and work this stuff out. And if they tell you, well, you know what, y'all need to wait, amen, at least a year, then glory to God, let me tell you, you better wait. Hallelujah. I ain't going to say you're going to or you need to. No, you better wait. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a good God, my God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there anybody else who desires prayer? Amen. At this time, amen. I open the door again. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I need to give the rest of the announcements. Amen. Coming Tuesday night, the power, impact, amen, the team duo, glory to God, they can leap over buildings, glory to God, and mountains, hallelujah, glory to God, they can pray them down, hallelujah, glory to God, they can do it, none other than Apostle Yolande Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So I encourage you to listen to them on Tuesday night, an awesome, awesome tag team that will beat the devil down, ain't scared of him, glory to God, on two blood-washed, born believers who don't turn back. Glory to God. They mean just what they say when they pray. Glory to God. So I encourage you on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can hear them, glory to God. You can go on and log on their Facebook page. The link is there on the Facebook page, glory to God. So you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Glory to God. And on Saturday, my God, I'm sorry, let's back it up a little bit. We have Midweek Manna that's done by, Minister Sheila Leverick, an awesome two-minute clip. She's been doing the arm of God, and I've been enjoying it, just sucking it up. I can't wait till she gets the next one. Glory to God. My God, it's been just awesome, awesome, awesome. We've been having an awesome time, and I know she's been having an awesome time because when she break down, amen, putting on the full armor of God, that's what she's been talking about. Amen, glory to God. It's been just awesome. And we also have Minister Michelle Wilson that's been doing, amen, glory to God, moments in the spirit. Hallelujah. We have a lot going on all week, ministering with you in mind, that she does moments in the spirit. She does an awesome job, awesome job, awesome two-minute clip. And whenever she finishes, it hit her. She said, whoo, won't he do it? Every time. So I encourage you to come on, amen, and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. And then we have on Saturday, my God, an awesome woman, amen, of prayer, amen, none other than Elder Evangelist Askew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A woman of God who can pray the house down, who don't mind. She ain't scared of him either. She grabbed him by the tail. If y'all heard her yesterday, she saw this thing, amen, in her room. She grabbed it and shrunk it out, glory to God. You know, hey, when you walk in the spirit like that, glory to God, my God, that's the kind of people, amen, those are the kind of people I want around me praying who ain't scared of the devil. Don't you run from him. Glory to God, who ain't scared. Glory to God. That's what she said on yesterday. It was an awesome, awesome show, too. Glory to God. It's called Faith Come by Hearing. Amen, glory to God. And it comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It was awesome, it was awesome, and it was awesome. And when she got ready to go out on the end of a show, amen, somebody threw her something. She said, I call it, glory to God. She said, I'm going to continue to pray for you. So, see, that's what I'm talking about, glory to God. You know, amen, she was up the bat, glory to God. And then, amen, when it come time, amen, she had not hit all them home runs. Then she had one more ball thrown at her, but guess what? She held the glove tight. She didn't miss it. She caught it. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to listen to Elva. She comes on at 2 o'clock. Amen. Glory to God. 2 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And she also does speaking engagements. Amen. And she also does ministry. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen. You can hit up on Facebook and let them know if you needed to come to your church, amen, and minister, glory to God, of what you need. Hallelujah. Amen. Calling leaders, amen. You need some, amen, counseling, she can give you some too, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Then you move on down just a little bit further. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, Prophetic Corner Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We're called the Hour of Power. Glory to God. And it comes on every Sunday. Hallelujah. And I also do speaking engagements. Glory to God. We do ministry. Amen. It's ministry with you in mind. See, glory to God. It's a chain. Glory to God. So whatever you need, amen, it's in the house. And then the next Hour of Power, glory to God, will be ministering Elaine Jackson, an awesome, awesome woman of God, who's going to pray you, amen. She's going to pray for you, who's going to, amen, give you a testimony, glory to God. She's going to lay it just where it needs to be. Amen, glory to God. It ain't nothing short on that show. So I encourage you, after you get off this one, to hold on just a few minutes and go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson, glory to God, an awesome woman of God. Amen. And I encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by the team, glory to God. Amen. We will pray for you, glory to God. We will pray for you. We're not just saying, we will pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to come on and partner. And in partnering, you will also receive moments in the spirit, and you'll receive the midweek manna also. You'll receive those two, and you'll be placed on a personal prayer list. And those are the kind of people that I would want to be around me, amen, glory to God, praying, amen, and seeking God on my behalf, glory to God, not just saying it. You know, it's easy to say, but you got to do, hallelujah. Glory to God. With all that in mind, make sure, amen, that you go to the shows and hear what the word of the Lord is saying and the word of God is being preached. Go to the shows and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because, you know, Jesus is to return again, amen. He's to come back, amen. And he's coming back for a church that's without spot or wrinkles. So, you know, ask God to help you get all the wrinkles and spots and whatever you got going on, glory to God. Tell him to get it out of you, glory to God. Because I want him to come back for me, glory to God. And I know I want to be in that number. And I know you want to be in that number, glory to God. So ask God to help you, amen, glory to God. Now, I see nobody has pressed the one, glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you are a sinner in need of a Savior, amen, glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. I repent for all the things that I've done, Father God. I believe that you died and rose on the third day, Lord God, so that I might be saved. So if you said that prayer, glory to God, then welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer again, glory to God. Amen. Because, you know, God is married to the backslider. Amen. I want to say this before I finish. There's someone who had backslidden, and you heard this today, and you received it because you spoke Hey, glory to God. Hey, glory to God. You repeated everything that I said. Welcome back. Hallelujah. If that's you, go and hit me on Facebook and let me know. Hallelujah. But you know the angels in heaven are rejoicing because God is married to the backslider. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Amen. Whether you're listening on the show now or you're on the web, glory to God, it don't matter. But just inbox me and let me know that it was you because somebody had backslid, but they just gave their life back to Christ. Oh, glory. Oh, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God. Amen. Because that's what it should be all about. Soul, winning souls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I still encourage you, amen. Amen. Glory to God to give. Like the word said, give and it shall be given. If you don't remember nothing else, listen to me. Give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, shall be given to your bosom. Learn how to be a giver. Learn how to give all you got. Learn how to give your time also to God, glory to God, in prayer and in supplication, glory to God. Going before God, amen, amen. Setting up the timber, hallelujah. Stand in the gap, glory to God. Give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, run it over. Hallelujah. Show me and give unto your bosom. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the one. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Now I'm going to give you all a break. Amen. Go and get you some ice water. Glory to God. And get you some Sprite. You know, just take a couple of drinks and get ready for Minister Elaine's show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. An awesome word coming forth. Amen. In a few minutes. Hallelujah. And it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back here next week. Glory to God.